come on in, weary listener, take your ease. The star is Andy, making America smile. And Ken is handy for remembering the number that you dialed. You can call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. Always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Andy's waits for you.
Right, we have a theme song.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, and thank you, John Dogg, for the brand new theme song, Dinner at Andy's.
John, it's so appreciated. I love it. What is that melody? I know that song, and now it's just on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, it's Joey's theme.
No, it's do. I know that song. Just somebody tell me what it is. It's gonna drive me crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna drive you crazy. We're not gonna be able to begin the show.
It will drive you crazy.
Yeah. Hey,
you wanna hear something funny that happened earlier this week?
Yes.
Oh, me too. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh my god.
Something funny.
Yeah.
Oh man, if anything funny happened to you, 201. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, and now the playlist is stuck. The whole playlist system is stuck.
Well, make it better, buddy.
I can't.
Make it better.
I tried before we got on the air.
You mean no one can leave a...
Tell me your funny thing.
Okay. You know what a senior moment is. You know when you just can't remember something?
Huh?
Exactly. Okay. So, but usually when you can't remember something, the name of a movie, the name of a song or an artist, what do? You Google it, right?
Yeah.
You can find a way to get the information.
Right.
You almost always have enough information to scratch the itch.
Yeah.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. You are right.
Okay, so anyway, earlier this week, I forgot the name of the kid who beat me up, who bullied me in eighth grade. I couldn't remember the name of the kid who bullied me in eighth grade.
You've mentioned it on this show.
I know. Okay, but here's the thing. I haven't stayed in touch with anyone from my old school. I don't know anyone. There was no one I could call. It was un-Googleable.
Yeah.
It was driving me insane. You're right. So used to being able to Google and get the answer.
Right.
It truly drove me off the road.
Did you ever figure it out?
Yes. It came to me as I knew it would.
Okay.
When I just relaxed and didn't think about it.
Right.
And then suddenly turned my mind back toward it. It suddenly was there.
And what's his name?
Tom Kennedy.
Right. Tom Kennedy. That's right.
Tom Kennedy. Where is he now? Oh, hey, can we track him down?
No.
Well, maybe he's dead.
We're not going there.
My goal in life is simple. Outlive Tom Kennedy. No, I don't want him dead. You know what I want?
What? I knew a Tom Kennedy.
Wait, did he spend time in Haddonfield, New Jersey, in South Jersey?
Jeez. You know, I don't know. He was from New Jersey.
Was he about my age, more or less?
Yeah.
You knew a Tom Kennedy?
I did know a Tom Kennedy.
He was
a big FMU fan.
And oh, I have thank God he was an FMU fan.
Well,
I was so afraid he led a happy, productive life. Oh, my God.
He was
you
a
made
happy
my
guy.
Day.
He was a happy guy, but he was dying.
Oh, he was sick?
Yes, he was dying of cancer.
Well, this is going to count as my birthday gift. Thank you, Ken.
I don't know when he died, but as
thank you, Ken.
When I knew him,
my arch nemesis.
He was an avid skier, I remember. Last time I saw him,
it's such a common name.
Last time I saw him, he was at CBGB's.
Oh, thank God.
Not looking good.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Kind of looking like death warmed over.
At CBGB's. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He was miserable. It's a miserable place to be.
No, he was a happy guy.
No.
He was.
Yeah, I'm sure he seemed that way to you. Anyone would seem that way to you.
He was the happiest terminally ill person I've ever met.
But what are the odds? It's such a common name.
Yeah, it is. Tom's Irish. Kennedy's Irish.
Okay, did your Tom Kennedy, let me ask you this, because this would be the clincher.
Okay.
Did he like to beat up little boys in the shower?
He did.
That was him. That's his trademark move.
God.
He would beat me up in the shower.
Yeah, he used to invite me to go skiing, and he would often suggest that we go to Mountain Creek because they had a great locker room for beating kids up.
When I was a kid, this will date me, gym class in middle school and high school, you actually showered, changed into gym shorts,
yeah,
and then took showers.
Yep.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously, they don't allow boys.
I don't think it's part of the daily curriculum now.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure sports teams have showers.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Yeah, all sorts of crazy stuff went on in those locker rooms.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes I'd wait hours before I was molested. Hello,
yeah.
I'm over here. Shower number 5. Hello, what am I, invisible?
And what did Tom Kennedy do to you exactly?
Well, I was in eighth grade, and I had long-ish hair.
Right, you were a straight-edge freak.
This is 1960.
As I recall.
Wait, let me see, I'm 55, I was born in 55. 65, so this must have been the 68, right? So I had longish hair, but in the shower, my hair looked even longer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it got wet. So
sounds hot.
He would, thank you, Ken. And he would, Tom Kennedy, would beat me up. Well, no, you know what? It only happened once.
How would he beat you up? I want to know, what did he do?
I remember I was.
Did he whip you with his towel? Did he hit you with his fists?
I do remember I was curled up in the corner. On the floor.
And what was he doing? Kicking you?
I guess he was kicking me and hitting me, and he was telling me to cut my hair. Cut my hair, you hippie.
Hippie? He called you a hippie?
Yeah, this is before his CBGB days.
Yeah.
This is before his colon cancer days.
Yeah.
Humbled him. Yeah. And then you know what I did?
What?
It changed my life. Changed my life more than anyone. You know what I did?
Dropped out of school?
Well, I did not cut my hair. I couldn't.
Of course
I couldn't.
Not.
From that moment on,
yeah.
I could not cut my hair. So I became the freak of the class. And it changed my life.
And yet you were straight edge.
Well, I didn't
I mean,
get
you
high.
Looked, yeah, you looked like a freak.
Right, I looked freakish.
But you never got high at all.
I didn't get high and was shy with girls, wouldn't make eye contact, and didn't know how to talk to girls. But I had this long hair, and I became sort of an outlier, an outcast, thanks to Tom Kennedy. And if I was being honest, he probably did me more good, and probably a more positive change than any other single person.
I didn't realize this, that you were afraid of girls. Did you have male friends?
No, I had girlfriends, but I didn't date in
yeah.
high school.
Yeah.
I never dated in high school.
Did you have coitus?
No. No.
No?
No. Okay. Don't you have to date?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I'm
especially
sorry.
Not back
oh, yeah.
then.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot you were vice president of the rape club.
Just secretary.
Yeah, they met once a month. Oh, you couldn't wait.
No,
is it the second Thursday yet? I don't want to miss the meeting. The rape club. They don't have those anymore.
No.
That's the kind of club that you couldn't have today.
Yeah, no, it could never happen.
Well,
again.
With all these the woke police out to get you.
Yeah.
Wow. What a start to a show. That's dynamite, baby.
Yeah, Tom Kennedy.
Wait, how did we get on that?
Glad you're dead, because you.
Oh, we're talking about Googling.
Yeah, you. Tonight's show is related to Googling.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Beatles Concordance.
Concordance. That's a. I was going to say that's an SAT word, but it's not even an SAT word.
No.
It's a stupid word.
Yeah.
No one ever uses that word.
Well, we used it when we did the Shakespeare Concordance.
Right. How many times does certain words occur in Shakespeare or the Bible? And tonight it's the Beatles. So call us up. Suggest a word.
Two words.
We need two. Well, maybe two callers, right?
One no, caller that's suggest- two. That'll take too long.
All right. Call us up. Suggest two words. And Ken and I, this would be Ken versus Andy, we'll try to guess. Is it, well, maybe it's not a guess. Maybe we'll know, right?
I think it's an educated guess.
Make an educated guess. Yeah. Over which of the two words occur more frequently in the Beatles catalog. So this is not their solo work, only their Beatle work, but it also includes songs they sang that they didn't write.
Right, like Roll Over Beethoven.
Right, and it also includes, obviously, not just the Lennon-McCartney stuff, but the George Harrison and Ringo. So let's, why don't we show people how this works. Can I name two words off the top of my?
Yeah.
All right, and then, okay. Here's the two words. The first word is music, and the second word is lips. Okay? Music and lips. I don't know the answer. Which of those two words in total was sung more in the Beatles catalog?
Lips.
You're saying lips?
Yep.
Oh, I think music. Okay.
Lips appears 11 times.
11 times total?
We're not counting lipstick, right?
No, just lips. Yeah, just no, we lips. Have to be specific. Oh, then I win. Then music's all over the place.
Music 22.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you won that one.
And that's how you do it.
Okay.
So I'm up $30.
What? No.
No, I won that one.
That was a sample round, and okay, whoever said it was $30, okay. You want to do
play back the tape.
You want to do $30 per round?
No, I take it back. That was a joke. Don't want to do it. No money. Okay. Now you scared me. You called my bluff. Damn you. You know me too well.
You want to do $30 for the whole game?
Do you have $30?
I'm not sure.
Do you have it on you?
I might. I might not. My wallet's in that bag over there. You want me to go check?
You wanted to bet $30 on the whole game?
Yeah.
Okay. But now I'll take it seriously. You don't know how cheap I am.
Oh,
now,
I know.
Now I'm digging in.
I know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You have no idea. Okay.
I think I do.
Okay, so we need two words, just like you heard Uncle Andy just suggest two words. 201-209-9368. I'll do another two words, okay? Are you ready? And this one will count.
No, this doesn't
no,
count.
No, let's count it.
No,
let's count
because...
It. Why not?
You can't give the words and then also
no,
guess.
No, you got to trust me. I wouldn't lie. Here's the two words. Ready?
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
East and west.
Oh.
Which one do you think? Okay, this counts. I don't know the answer.
Huh.
And by the way, the answer for them might be zero or it might be tied.
East is more.
You think east is more?
Yeah, because of the whole transcendental meditation thing.
But do they sing the word east?
I don't know. Maybe George mentions east a bunch of times. I don't know.
Wait, is west mentioned in Bungalow Bill?
East is not even in there.
Okay, east is zero. Wait, you didn't let me guess. I guess I'm taking west. All right. I bet west is also zero.
Oh, jeez. Northwest is in there.
Nope.
No, west is in there twice.
What song could that be?
You win.
I'll take it. Okay, hold on. Now I'm keeping score. Now that I won that.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
All right, but that's the last one that you get to suggest.
Okay.
We're trying to crash the Beatles Concordance tonight. And the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Listen to Ken shoehorn the word concordance into as many sentences as he can.
I'm not even sure the exact meaning of concordance.
No, I don't think you are.
Yeah.
I don't know if it
means every word listed once or a count of every, you know.
Well, Tom Kennedy might know, but he's dead.
I don't know that he's dead. He's probably dead.
If it's the same Tom Kennedy... Then I don't miss him. But if it's a different Tom Kennedy, I apologize to him and his family if they're listening. I feel terrible.
Yeah, you should feel terrible.
If he's not
perfectly perfectly innocent guy who died of cancer.
I do apologize. Now you're making me feel terrible.
And still managed to have a very positive attitude about life.
Even at CBGB's, even though he was an FMU fan.
Even as he was dying.
Okay, the score is 1-0.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Dinner at Andy's.
Hi. It's Concordance.
Concordance, first of all.
Concordance creates like sandpaper on my brain.
Okay.
Exactly. Concordance.
It's concordance, okay.
No, concordance.
It's not like accordion, it's concordance.
But it's based on accordions.
Oh, I should explain to our listeners. Ken
is
paid.
Based on concord and dancing.
Ken is paid by the syllable. I should explain.
How about free and bird?
Okay, free and bird. Which one occurs more?
Geez, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Free and bird.
Okay, the answer is, I believe the free. I'm going to go with free. Do you want to take free as well?
I would think free is.
So you're playing for the tie.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to lose any ground. Okay, free and bird.
Free's in there 32 times.
32 times the Beatles sang the word free.
And we're not counting freely?
No, free. Okay. We have to be specific and
32.
Exact.
32, okay. And bird is in there 18 times.
Okay, so free. So we each get
the point. Oh, blackbird.
Blackbird's a different word.
I was wondering whether blackbird.
No.
Well,
it depends on how it's written now.
Birds.
No, we didn't say birds.
Oh, man, you're tough.
Yeah, we have to be specific.
Yeah.
Okay, we're each getting a point.
I think Tom should have kicked you harder.
He kicked me plenty hard. Thank you.
So you won or no? That's a tie.
That we each got a point. 201, 209, 9368.
Well, thank you, Mr. Concordance in Boston.
Hey, do you think the word concordance was used in the Beatle catalog?
No.
No. Because they're mature men. By the way, I can name all four Beatles and one member of the King.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
John, Paul, George, Ringo, Ray. A lot of guys can name four members of the Beatles, all four Beatles. I do them one better. I win every contest.
I can mention all four Beatles, a Kink, and a Rolling Stone.
Go.
John, Paul, George, Ringo, Dave, Charlie.
I can mention all four Beatles, a Kink, a Rolling Stone, and a kid I used to live next to when I grew up in Haddonfield.
There's no way. There's no way.
John, Paul, George, Ringo, Ray, Mick. Damn.
Tom Kennedy. Just say it, Tom Kennedy.
How could you forget Tom Kennedy's name? I can name all four Beatles, a Kink, a Rolling Stone, and a kid that used to beat the crap out of me in the shower.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
I love the show. I can name one member of the Dead Kennedys. Tom.
Was there...
Oh, no, he's saying because his last name was Kennedy.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Thanks for...
It's one of those Sam the Appraiser jokes. The best kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to call that a joke?
The girls really knock me out. They leave the West behind. There's your West.
Oh, yeah. There's your West. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, do you have two words, Sam?
Yes, street and road.
Ooh, great. Ooh, great
good
one.
Good one.
Well, hold on, Ken. Don't look either one up.
All right, thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to say road more often than street.
Yeah, why don't we do it in the road?
Okay. But street is awesome.
I'm with you. I think road.
Okay, so we...
Yeah, the long and winding road. Why don't we do it in the road?
But Ken, at this rate, I'm going to beat you. I'm up by one.
13 for road.
Oh, I would have thought more. 13 times road was in.
And 11 times for street.
Oh, so close.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then two more for streets, but you're not counting
close. No, we have to be very specific.
Okay. Another tie.
Okay, I'm giving us each a point, although there's no reason to give points.
We're adding an extra I to the word concordance, and we're quizzing ourselves on the Beatles' concordance.
If you just tuned in, you're a very lucky man or woman.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Dinner at Andy's.
You love the show.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Man, I miss the Andy song.
I kind of do, too.
It's not long enough.
Hey, what was the melody from that first song? Do 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 do.
Yeah,
it's a standard. It's a standard. It's like a Sammy Davis Jr. standard.
Right. Yeah.
But if anybody knows, 201-209-9368.
Hey, did Tom Kennedy ever give you a wedgie?
No.
Oh, so he was a nice guy.
Oh,
he wasn't all bad.
That's the one advantage of getting beaten up when you're naked.
What's that?
If you hate wedgies and you see the bully coming towards you.
No, but you were saying you forgot it and then he came to you and I was like wondering, Did it come to you while you were like in, like what moments does?
Oh, it's a good question. I was on a long. What a great question. It was driving me crazy. And then I forced myself to not think about it.
Yeah.
And then
you saw some kid on the wall who had gotten a wedgie.
You know? And then I was on a long drive, and it did come to me. And the first thing I did was write it down on a napkin because I will never forget that again. It drove me insane because it's ungoogleable. I had nowhere to.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's ungoogleable.
Well, there's hardly any really in the real world, but in your personal life.
Well, your personal life counts, and everybody has a personal life.
Yes, but most people have stayed in touch with people. Most people could have called their old friend, hey, Larry. Who was the name? What was the name of the kid that beat the crap out of me?
Yeah, but it's
I have no personal friends. I have no one I'm still in touch with.
That's still ungoogleable, even if.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, unresearchable.
Okay. undiscoverable.
Yeah, undiscoverable. All right. So do you have two words, sir, that you can suggest?
Yeah, guns and dance.
Guns, plural, has to be plural.
Guns, plural, huh?
And dance. Well, I think the answer is dance.
Yeah, it's gotta.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's gotta be dance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's gotta be dance.
Well, if you want to say single, you want to say
dance is 81 times.
Oh, and guns.
I mean, you want? Let's say
well,
gun.
Well, gun is even gun single would just be.
Gun is 10 times.
Yeah,
so,
happiness is a warm gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Nice try, though.
So we're not disagreeing enough to for you to pull ahead.
Yeah, you're only 1 point ahead.
I know. This is very exciting. This is like a soccer match. This is just a low-scoring match. 201-209-9368.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
Yeah, I could barely hear you, but it's New York in springtime, big city messing around. That's the tune you were looking for.
New York in springtime.
But is that the name of the song?
I think the title is New York in Springtime.
That doesn't ring a bell.
I can't remember who sang it, or I don't know if it was from a movie or something. Sinatra sang it, and a lot of others.
New York in Springtime, that does not ring a bell. Wait a minute.
Well, that's the melody you were rattling
I think
off.
He's right.
Okay, wait, that is at least, if that's the lyric, I can find the name. Hold on. This is more important than any show.
Yeah, right.
This is more important than any show.
If you find it, you have to play it.
No, that can't be the rule.
I'm looking for it. Don't
hold on.
Don't
break
you worry.
The rule.
Okay, I don't think that's New York in spring.
Springtime.
New York in springtime.
Big city messing around. I'd keep going, but I can't remember the lyrics.
Springtime in New York. That's a Bob Dylan tune. Huh.
No. Okay. Yeah. New York in springtime. I don't. That is not the name of it. And there's no. And the lyrics aren't coming up.
Yeah. I can't find a song called New York in Springtime.
I don't think, I don't even, New York in Spring. I don't think that's it, sir.
If I texted it to this number, would you see the link?
I don't know. Ask
no.
Ken. Hold on.
No, then I won't.
New York in Springtime. I don't think that's it. Oh, now I'm now stuck. Now
yeah,
I can't
yeah
get
you're
going to
go crazy.
No, that is not. There's just no song.
Janice.
Well, if I need to fill time on your station, here I am in the Colorado Rockies, and I'm just gazing at mountains and streaming WFMU. I listened to the Rock and Soul stream for a while, too. That was really good.
Can't find a song called New York in Springtime.
No, I can't even find a lyric. I don't think you have the right lyrics, sir.
Somebody else will call in.
Yeah.
Figure out the fill in the gaps.
The only thing wrong with your answer is that it's wrong.
Janice Ian sang a song called New York in the Spring.
Don't play Janice Ian. That's not even funny.
No.
Don't play Janice Ian.
Don't do that,
Ken. That's not funny. That's not cool, man.
Why?
I mean, to threaten people like that, to threaten your audience, man, that's just not cool.
You've probably been on the same bill with Janice Ian. What's the whole problem with Janice Ian?
I feel intimidated now.
I'm the guy. We have a personal history. I'm the guy that didn't pick her for volleyball. Remember that her song, 17?
Yeah, at 17, her big hit.
Yeah.
Oh, was she not picked?
Low self-esteem, I'm pretty sure.
Being last picked. Is that a lyric from at 17?
She was the last to be picked. Was she not picked at all? Because that's really
believe
bad.
Believe me.
Oh, don't go looking this up now. Jesus. Now you're going to look up the lyrics to at 17. You've got some kind of Google disease. Like every question that comes up, you have to Google it.
Yeah, every question that comes up.
Great radio. How about if you read the phone book?
What's wrong with you, Andy? You want answers to all the questions that come up. Yeah, what's wrong? What kind of diseased man are you?
Did you hear what our caller said? He said, yeah, why don't you read a phone book?
Man, that dates him right there, doesn't it?
Hi, you're on the air.
When's the last time you held a phone book?
Peace and love.
What?
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Oh, that's good.
Well, I think love outnumbers peace.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. Well, love would be probably, I bet it's 100.
Love is going to, 613.
600, yeah, in the hundreds.
And peace.
And peace, I bet, is a third of that.
Three.
Oh, three.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Only three uses of the word peace?
I can't even think of what song it would be in.
The Ballad of John and Yoko. We're just trying to get us some peace.
Well, that's probably it then.
Yeah.
That makes me love the Beatles so much.
That they didn't sing about
that
peace.
That they came up through the 60s into 1970 and weren't singing about peace.
Well, they sang about it three times.
That makes me love them. They were the greatest.
Oh, my God. Obladi's on the list.
Is Oblada there by any chance?
Yes.
Would you say Obladi is used more often than Oblada?
Yeah.
I think it's close. I think it's probably a tie.
All right. Let's see.
No. Don't waste our valuable time. You only have one life on this planet. You're really gonna compare not with usage.
See, now this can't be right because it's only saying Obladi is in there three times.
Well, he probably hyphenated it once.
And Oblada three times. Do you know that he completely ripped off that song? That song is just...
From an old children's song or
something? No, from a West Indian, like from an old Calypso song.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Why great?
I don't know. Everybody ripped everything off.
That's true.
If I was going to be busted for everything I ripped off, I'd have no writing career at all.
I hear you.
I don't know. I haven't had an original idea since 1983, and I didn't write it down. I completely forgot it.
Yeah, but I mean, this one is almost like note for note, word for word.
How about the guy that wrote our theme song? Ripped off Springtime in New York.
There's no such song as Springtime, unless you're counting Janis Ian.
Wait a minute. I've got to get the name of that song.
Hi, you're on the air.
Do.
Try New York on Sunday.
That's it.
New York on Sunday.
That's it. New York on Sunday.
That's it, baby.
That's it, baby.
What's your name?
I'm going home. That's the end of the show.
Bill in Portland.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, wait. Sunday in New York.
Oh, Sunday in New York.
Is it Sunday in New York or?
Sunday in New York.
Yeah, that's it.
New York on Sunday.
No, but the name
Big
of it.
Big Apple taking a nap.
Oh, that's it. That's my song.
I listen to that junk all the time.
New York on Sunday.
That's my new theme song.
Big city. I thought you guys were
taking
kidding.
A nap. No.
Slow down. It's Sunday.
All right. That's it.
I wanted to tell you something. When I hold the phone really close to my mouth, I can feel your breath on me. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know.
You got the new phone. You have the Apple 12.
I do. You're right.
I know. They have that app. Sunday in New York. That's my theme song.
Bobby Darin.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Darin.
Mel
okay.
Torme did it. Shirley Horn did it.
New York on Sunday. It comes up on my... you can ask Apple Music to play your station. Play songs it thinks you'll enjoy.
Oh, I know. I've seen.
Yeah, it comes up. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, have you got two words for the Beatles' concordance? It's pronounced concordance.
I'm not clear on the rules. What am I supposed to do?
Just name two words. Let's say Sunday is one word. Let's just say Sunday.
Okay.
Okay? And the next word is, name another word that might come up as often as Sunday.
Why are there two? You see.
You need two because we're going to see which comes up.
Two words that are in the same song?
No. Two words that may or may not have been used by the Beatles. I think Sunday and the word North. How about that?
You can't come up with them. He has to come up with them.
All right, fine. Whatever.
So I just have to come up with two words.
Two words.
And if they happen to be in any Beatles
It doesn't
lyrics,
matter.
No,
it
you're overthinking it,
yeah,
my
you're
friend. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
That's exactly right. We're not explaining this again. Just say the bar couldn't be lower. Two English words.
That's
all we're asking.
Is Obladi English?
They just have to be different from each other. That's all we're asking.
Oh! So wait, the second word
is not
cannot
the same
be
the
same.
First.
Or the a variation of the first
201-209-9368. Can I give you two without? Okay, would you accept this? Okay, I'm going to give you two. The word one, okay. O-N-E, and the word nine.
I think nine is in there more.
Well, I know number nine. Oh, how often does he say number nine? Wait, don't look it up. Let me see if I
the
agree.
One after 909.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you. Nine, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nine is more than one. But one is used a lot. Though.
Oh, nine. They list 909 as its own word.
Okay, well, that's probably how the Beatles wrote
9-4. Nine is in there four times.
Oh, my God. Wasn't it said number nine in Revolution 9?
And one is in there 147 times.
Yeah, she's the one for me. Oh, there's probably a lot of that. Okay. Oh, man, I just missed an opportunity to take the lead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Mike in El Segundo.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, you're the fish we wanted to catch.
You used the right bait. You guys kept saying, I love FMU, I love this show. Well, I in love was the two words I was going to use, but I already heard love.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How about I and you?
I and you. We happen to know.
Well, wait. We happen to know this because
we saw
the top 100 list.
Yeah, we saw the top 10, and actually, you is the most used word in any Beatles song, and I is the second most used word.
I didn't even know that.
We just happened to know that.
That we did. We did see the top
That's
of the
a
list.
Close call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Although you,
how about blue and
blue.
Rock?
Blue and what's the second one?
Rock.
Okay, hold on. Don't look it up yet, Ken.
Okay, blue and rock.
I'm going to say blue. I'm going to say blue by four.
Yeah.
Paul Simon, you'd say rock, but
blue
the Beatles
is 50.
Okay.
50 times.
Whoa.
And rock 26 times.
Oh, I'm surprised. Oh, rock and roll. Oh, I would. You know what? I didn't. I might have guessed rock if I had thought about rock and roll.
I bet you rock and roll is listed separately.
Yeah, maybe that's what. Okay. Because I was thinking rock would kill it. You know?
No, rock and roll is not. It's not listed.
So it must be that's where all the usage came from.
Yeah. Well, thank you, El Segundo.
If you're just joining us, we envy you. I think most of our listeners would agree.
Yeah.
And I am on my way to $30 in my pocket.
It's one to nothing.
Plus a ride home from
the soccer game.
Oh, this is perfect.
Oh, that's right. I'm giving you a ride home tonight.
Plus $30.
For the first time ever, I'm giving you a ride
home.
Yeah,
I didn't. I didn't drive today.
You know about my driving, right? Have people told you about my driving?
Hey, Ken, can I chip in on the parking? I know you parked at the garage, right?
No, I couldn't get into the garage this morning. So
oh.
Parked. Funny you should mention that because I need to put more money in the meter. Oh, I better do it right now.
No, you can't leave me.
No, I do it right here.
You're not going to get a ticket. Oh, you can do it on
your
app?
Oh, it's free. It's free now. 6 o'clock it became free.
Is it a long walk?
Yeah, you know.
Will you come and pick me up?
Sure.
Will you drive down? Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
Absolutely. No, it's right around the corner.
What a gentleman.
It's fine. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, here's my two words.
Okay.
T-O-O, two, and T-W-O,
ooh.
Two.
Oh, good one. Don't look. Wait, is that the list there, Ken, on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, don't look.
Well, I mean, look at this list.
Okay.
Look at this list.
Okay, which do you think? The number two or T-O-O?
I think T-W-O is in there more.
Oh, no. I think T-O-O.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
we have a contest.
This is it. This could be, you could catch up
two
here.
Two is in T-W-O 38 times.
38, not much. Watch this.
Oh.
Watch what happened.
T-O-O, 120 times.
Of course.
Yes,
of course.
You're the writer.
Of course.
I forgot.
Yeah.
You're a writer.
And I love you too, must be said.
Right. Jeez.
Okay, I'll take it.
I was thinking about like us two or two of us.
He pulls the head. Yeah,
two of us.
Two of us is used.
And it's all too much.
Well, it's all too much. Exactly.
Well, thanks, caller.
Yeah, thank you. My thank you is quite sincere.
Hey, I just wanted to put in a plug for anybody who wanted to make a clip so I can run another clip show. Thank you to Pam And John and somebody else also sent me in a clip.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to miss a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and he's going to be out of town a few times this summer, so I was hoping to air another clip show. Right now I have about 20 minutes worth of new clips. So
Can't you just put those 20 minutes in a loop?
Play it three times?
That's a show, baby.
Not really. That's not what I'd call a show.
That's what I would call a show.
And you can just email me your clip to ken@wfmu.org.
Do you mean just like snippets from their favorite shows?
Yeah, like 30 seconds to 5 minutes long.
Of like high points?
Yeah.
Of things they remember fondly?
Yeah.
Exchanges you and I have shared?
A funny moment, yeah.
Oh, man. I wish I listened to our show.
It happens from time to time. I know it's hard to believe, but if you slog through several hours,
yeah,
you will find a clip or two.
Yeah.
That's worth preserving.
If you're a fan of Tom Kennedy's, the opening tonight show might count.
I think it'd be better if you're an enemy of Tom Kennedy's.
Oh yeah. If we're talking about the same Tom Kennedy. I actually now feel very guilty. What if it's a different Tom Kennedy?
Oh, it most likely is.
Wait, but even if it's the same Tom Kennedy, he might have like grown and matured and evolved, raised a family.
Well, let me ask you this.
And now I feel bad about joking about him, even if it's the same guy.
What color was your Tom Kennedy's hair?
I don't know. I can tell you about his fist, the size of his fist.
Oh, see, I don't remember his fist.
His shoe size.
I do remember his hair color.
I honestly don't.
You don't remember.
Remember,
yeah. That's not the kind of thing you would ever remember.
I can remember his sardonic laugh.
Was he like Nelson in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I remember him.
Yeah.
I just remember him. It seemed like I was on the ground. He seemed like he was 50 feet tall. He seemed like King Kong.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, cut your hair. Cut your hair, freak. Cut your hair, hippie.
Did he call you freak or hippie or both?
I think he called me hippie. And then I had to, no choice, I had to let my freak flag fly.
Yeah.
And that began my misadventure.
Yeah, you became the weirdo outcast.
I did.
Really? In high school, you were the weirdo outcast?
Well, I wasn't. No, I had friends.
Yeah.
I was funny.
Okay. That's why it's hard to believe.
And I had a group of friends, but
there you go.
I had trouble academically. I actually had to leave a couple of high schools.
A couple of high schools.
I did.
Didn't graduate Haddonfield High?
I did go back to Haddonfield High to graduate my senior year.
Oh, where did they ship you off to?
I went from
I
went from the public school.
Yeah.
And then had trouble there in my ninth grade.
Right.
Do you really want to hear this?
Yeah. And then where'd they ship you to?
And then I went to a private school, a Quaker school, where nobody's going to beat you up in the shower, or so I thought.
Or tell a dirty joke.
Quaker school, I did sophomore, junior year at the Quaker school.
Wow.
And then I was asked not to return there, and I went back to the public school, graduated back to Haddonfield.
Wow. You and I really do have a lot in common.
Really? You had trouble too?
I was kicked out of college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love you for that. You want to hear something funny? So yeah. I barely, like with D's, I barely graduated. I had to take a summer class after graduation to finally officially graduate. They sent me my diploma in the mail.
Wow.
And so anyway, get this. So years go by, decades go by. I have a little success in TV. I'm a high profile success. The high school contacts me.
Right.
They want to give me an honorary degree. And then I mean, not an honorary degree. They wanted to give me some kind of achievement award.
Yeah.
Achievement award. And meanwhile, my sister, who graduated in 3 years, straight A, valedictorian, straight A student, they did not even.
They offer her squat.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, squat. So there you go. What's the lesson? What's the lesson there?
Be like Andy.
There's no justice in the world. Life is unfair.
We lost that caller. Welcome to Dinner at Andy's. You're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Turn down your radio.
Turn up your radio.
And by turn it up, we mean turn it down.
Turn it up as loud as you can.
Okay.
Let's hear that fierce.
I'm Dan from Summit, and my words are yesterday and tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, good. Hold on.
Good one.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, good one. Okay. I'm going to say yesterday more often than tomorrow.
I'm going to say tomorrow just so we have a contest.
Okay. Well, Tomorrow Never Knows is a song, but yesterday is.
Tomorrow's in there 16 times.
Oh, I can beat that.
All right.
Well, yesterday, even the song yesterday.
I win! Yesterday only 11 times.
Damn you.
There we go.
Okay, well played. Well played.
Why don't you explain what we're doing in case anybody...
Now you're down by one.
...is just tuning in.
Okay. We don't use the word concordance. No one likes it. Everyone hates it.
Yeah, I hate
it, too. You mispronounce it.
Right, I hate
it. You're misusing it.
Well, it's misspelled in the first place.
We found a website which lists which has every Beatle lyric, every word that they ever sung, and Ken and I are guessing between two words that we're just taking from our listeners, which of the two occurs more often in the Beatle catalog. It's that simple.
Well explained, Andy.
Is there a name for this game?
I believe it's Crashing the Beatles Concordance.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
It's a woman.
I'm going to say Sun and the Moon.
Oh, ooh, good one. Hold
good
on.
One.
Sun. Wait, okay.
It's got to be Sun.
Yeah, I would say Sun.
There's just so many songs that mention Sun.
Follow the Sun.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Sun.
Sun King. Yeah.
Okay, Sun and Moon. I say Sun also. But we don't even have to look it up.
Sun is 66.
Oh, Moon is close.
Moon is 14. No, sorry. That's Moonlight is 14. Moon is only 3.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
But very good, and nice to have a female listener.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
for calling.
And we share your concern. I know there's a tampon shortage.
Or is there?
Thank you for your concern.
I have some extra at home. Ken, if she emails you her address and it's really an emergency, can we FedEx her?
Thanks.
Yes.
We can FedEx you.
Very kind.
You're welcome.
We'll get it to you within 24 hours.
My email is ken@wfmu.org. And I'd say if anybody out there is a person who menstruates, I would be happy to.
And until it arrives, just stand, do a headstand. Would that work?
No.
That wouldn't work?
That would not work, no. I mean, if you have a cut that's bleeding,
yeah.
Is doing a headstand going to make much difference?
No. Good point. Thank you, Ken. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Monkey and Bulldog.
Well, Bulldog is only one song.
That's true.
Monkey has...
Well, Monkey, you know of one song.
Yeah, I know of one song, but there might be more than that.
Huh. Okay, but even so,
that's a
wait,
good one.
Even
thanks.
So, it's a good one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Monkey.
I'm gonna say Monkey also.
Okay, well then we might not even. Okay, well let's
curious.
Look it up. Just out of
Monkey. Monkey
is five.
21. 21 times Monkey.
We must be not thinking of a song.
And Bulldog 10 times. Yeah, I knew Monkey would have a lot. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and
but
my monkey.
But that's only one song.
Yeah. But there's more Monkey songs.
Did they ever cover a song like Mickey's Monkey or something? No.
Who did the original of Mickey's Monkey?
The Miracles.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Motown.
Interesting.
Okay. Let's go. Okay, put the next caller on.
Okay, they're not there yet.
Stop joking around. Put the next caller on. Hi, you're on the air.
$30 on the line here.
You love the show.
The score is 2-1. Andy's winning.
Yeah, you have to catch up. And then you have to win twice in order to get some money.
Yes, I need two wins. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Can I suggest two words?
No.
You don't think that's fair?
I don't think it's fair.
You think somehow I've memorized the list?
No, but I think you...
Why don't we each suggest one word and then we vote on it? You can't cheat then.
Okay, what's your word?
Hope. What's your word? Any word. Any English word, Ken.
Oh, but you're not saying that you're going to vote for hope.
Correct.
You want to see what
I'm just nominating the
I
word.
I see.
Wait, hey.
What?
Hey.
I was going through the Excel document.
I believe the technical word is cheating.
Yes, I was cheating.
Yeah, okay. Wait, there, we have a phone back. We don't need to do
that.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Aren't you embarrassed? Have you no shame?
No.
I'm going to buy you some shame
this is the thing.
Hanukkah.
This is why I was wondering whether you had heard about the way I drive. because
you cheat.
No, just that most signs don't really truly apply to me.
Yeah, because you're in show business.
Okay, well, no, it's the same thing as your definition of cheating. It doesn't really apply either. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
How about man and woman?
Okay, man and woman. Man and now, woman. Hold on. Is it woman like singular or women?
Singular.
Okay, woman.
Woman.
I think man. Oh, man by far.
Man by far. Yeah, because it was always little girl, not woman.
Yeah, exactly.
They were
man and
about.
Girl. I bet if you said girl, it would be a closer.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to change it to man and girl?
No.
Okay.
Then I think
man and woman.
Okay.
Man is 101 times used in Beatles songs, and woman is 31. So more than I thought.
All right.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay, and we have those tampons. Just send Ken. It's Ken at WFMU.org.
Let's fill people in on what happened. We wanted to do a whole show about the tampon shortage, the alleged tampon shortage.
Yeah.
Andy went to a store that had tampons, you know, coming out of the walls.
Coming out their vaginas.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, too many to even put on the shelves.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but there was no shortage.
No shortage at all.
So we didn't think there was a show. So but there must be regions of the country where there's a supply problem.
But are you sure that what they sold you really were tampons?
Yes. Don't ask me how I know for sure, but yes.
You're positive. Not maxi pads?
They were 100% tampons, and they were good tampons. They worked great. And no, I'm not going to tell you how I know.
Okay.
It turns out if you ask the clerk at the drugstore to demonstrate or to test the tampons, and you're persistent about it, eventually you'll wear them down and they'll do it.
I think you'd probably...
I say things like, I believe my wife is about your size.
I think you're more likely to get arrested for doing that.
Oh, it was a close call. Thank God the cops know me and love me.
I guess, doing it in your hometown makes sense. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, mustard and bathroom.
And bathroom, both used on Abbey Road.
That's right. Hold on. I think
it's going to be a close one.
Hold on. Bathroom, I can't think of any other time it would be used except bathroom window. And Mean Mr. Mustard, could it have been used? Well, I think it's a tie. I don't know. I'm going to say bathroom and mustard.
I'm going to say bathroom because longer song. Mean Mr. Mustard is just a very short
song. I'm going to say bathroom also, and I'll tell you why. I don't want to lose on this one.
Okay. Bathroom once?
Yeah.
What are we measuring here, though? Because she came in through the bathroom window.
Because it was said twice in the song?
Yeah, it was said more than once.
Had to have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's, I don't know, what's mustard?
Mustard once. I think this is counting songs.
Only song titles?
Songs. No, I think it must be.
Like how many songs it appears
in? It says Beatles songs word count. But I'm not sure whether
So these are how many songs these words appear.
Yeah, I'm not even sure exactly what it is.
Well, isn't that an important thing to know?
Yeah, that is an important
thing. With $30 on the line?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, the word mountain is misspelled.
On your list?
Yeah.
Only used once?
Oh, no, it's mutant.
Oh, yeah, mutant.
Mutain.
Yeah, mutain.
Mutain. Yeah, that's some kind of lamb.
Hey, baby, you're my mutain.
Yeah.
Remember that song?
I think that was on Yellow Submarine.
I think, I think it was on the flip side of Yellow Submarine where they dumped all their songs.
Yeah, that was Mr. Mutain.
The seaside.
The seaside of Yellow Submarine.
All right, thanks for your call. So, do we carry on here now that we have discovered flaws?
So flaws in
the machine?
So, the data bank we're using is counting just songs?
No, you know what? Mountain is there. Mountain and mountains, and then mutain.
Well, mutain's not a word from a Beatles song.
Well, it's getting cut off.
Is it a stupid French word from Michelle?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
It is in Michelle?
It's probably in Michelle.
Oh, so it's just a French word.
Yeah.
Also, they recorded some songs in German.
Right.
Did you know that?
Come gift Dinah.
Yeah, what a whole dream.
Dinah Hahn.
In German.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how I know that?
How?
The stupid WFMU probably plays it.
Yeah. Oh, we play all the German hits. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Real quick, I just wanted to say that Andy's giving me flashbacks because I got thrown out of three schools, including a yeshiva. So.
Wow.
Well, that's an accomplishment.
Oh, anyway, that led me to sad and bad.
Sad and bad.
Oh, great. Great choice.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, Let's take care. Bye.
Sad and bad.
I'm going to say bad.
I think sad. Okay, good. So we don't agree.
Okay, so I think bad is more often.
Sad 26.
Hold on. Sad 26. Come on, bad.
Bad 28.
That's how you do it, baby. Oh, that's exactly how you do it.
Oh, you just won.
I think, yeah, you could.
It's 3-1.
Hard to catch up now.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a great one for you.
Good.
Okay. Two words. Peace and love.
We've
done that.
We did that exact one. I'm sorry.
And we've learned that peace was not used very much.
Hi, you're on the air.
Duck and goose.
Duck and goose.
I would say zero for both.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, duck is two. Wow. And goose, no, goose is just zero. Yeah.
Well, duck must be from some weird John Lennon walrus
you
rant
know,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you know my name. Look up the number.
Oh, that's right. They had this weird one. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just wanted to point out that gasoline bottles of water, once you get the water out, and tampons are a good recipe for Molotov cocktails.
Yes. So if you were somebody who is inclined to hoard those things and store them in your suburban garage,
yeah,
you would have everything you needed
to start your own little revolution
to make IEDs.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. Almost out of time.
How proud you must be of your listeners.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Hey, I'm well.
Are you calling about the tampons?
No, I use a cup.
Okay.
No tampon shortage in your town?
There might be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't buy them.
Yeah. Yeah, screw them. Screw Big Tampon.
Yeah, screw Big Tampon.
So I have two different
screw
ones.
Big Tampon.
You mean
the man just manipulating the system?
Yeah.
Taking advantage, exploiting the little women.
Right. These are not mom and pop tampon manufacturers.
These aren't Bob's tampons.
Right. These are giant mega corporations that make tampons.
By the way, Bob's tampons.
The women down.
Bob's tampons. You know, they call them reusable. They are not reusable.
He never said they were.
Bob's tampons. They are single-use tampons.
Bob never said that. Bob, you're putting words in his mouth.
Well, I guess they had to legally. They had to take it off their box.
So caller, what are your two words for the Beatles? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I have two separate ones. I want to do girl and kiss.
Ah.
Oh, girl and kiss.
And then I also have
that's good.
And hand.
Okay hold on. Good. Girl and kiss.
Girl
hold
and
on.
Kiss. All right, we have to have
a contest.
Oh, my God,
that's an amazing
one. What are you
going
to take, Andy?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. You're crafty. Wait, don't look. Jesus.
I'm not. I'm looking at that.
Yeah, you're looking at the right side of the screen.
Girl and kiss.
Oh, my God. That's an insanely hard one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say girl is more often.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
Well, just to make it so they might win, I'm going to say kiss.
Okay.
27 for kiss.
Oh, that's a girl can beat it.
And girl is 170.
Yeah, okay.
This has got to be uses of the word in the song.
In the title?
It's got to be. They can't have done
that's true.
170 songs.
Okay. Well, that puts me out of reach.
Yeah, you're out of reach. But what's the next one?
Help and hand.
Okay, we're going to look that one up and say goodbye. Thanks for your call.
I would say hand.
Yeah.
But I don't. You want to say help to try to catch up?
Yeah, I'll say help. Help is 48.
Oh, that's a lot. I bet hand is more.
Hand is 39.
Oh, you won that one.
Yeah. Well,
maybe you're within one or two.
Yeah. 4-2.
Okay.
I think we're out of time.
So you're looking for. You're looking for clip shows.
Yeah, I'm looking for clips, anywhere from 10 seconds to 5 minutes long.
Okay. I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Jeez. Where are you going?
And, well, next week I'm working.
Working?
Well, I'm in L.A. working. Uh-huh. And then for 2 weeks I have a little trip planned.
Where's your little trip to?
I don't want to say what country because I don't want anyone to look for me.
Yeah. It's a small country, though, yeah. So that's why you're concerned. If you were going to a really large country, it would be hard to find you.
Yeah. Let's so, just say there's no extradition from that country.
Okay.
Let's are just
you,
say that.
Are you going to Liechtenstein?
Yeah. Let's just say you can't bring me back, no matter what I do before I go.
Are you going to Andorra?
Are these all countries that where there's no extradition?
Yeah, and they're very small. Are you going to Monaco?
There's no extradition from Monaco?
Nope.
Oh, wait, I just remembered I don't care about all this.
Are you going to Iceland?
It just occurred to me. I am going to Iceland.
There we go.
Well, I told you
Are
that.
You going to be in Reykjavik?
This is how you get. You cheat even in conversations. You're just cheating. I told you Iceland.
You didn't have to say that's where you were going. I was mentioning.
Yeah, I'm going to Iceland, but I'm avoiding Reykjavik. Yeah, right, exactly.
You're going to that giant hot tub?
I'm going to submarine into northern Iceland.
Well, you are going
to. You can't avoid Reykjavik.
You are. Stopped.
I challenge anyone to avoid Reykjavik.
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 Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Add a Syllable. What is that, your little hobby?
Yeah. You add an extra I. Makes it sound more legitimate.
That's what we'll do the next time. Our next show back. You name any word and we'll add an extra I.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're out of ideas. That is it. That's the bottom.
Thank you to Jeremiah.
And thanks for Heather.
And thanks to Heather.
Heather will be joining our team full time when we get back.
So you're missing the next 3 weeks.
I'm sorry.
Wow. So
I could do a live show before I go. I could do something tomorrow. A live show.
I can't record anything tomorrow.
Oh, well, then that's on you then.
Yeah. So I really do need clips and send them to me.
You can't just run an old show?
I could, but clip shows are really fun, though. They're better than reruns,
I think. Why don't you try to find someone that could sit in my chair?
Yeah, I could do it.
That'd be good for me.
Yeah, Bucci.
Who's Bucci?
He's our new talk show host on Tuesday night.
Love it.
Yeah.
That would be great. I'd be honored.
We'll figure something out.
But wait, what if you fall in love with him? What if they realize I'm not the be-all and end-all? What if this guy Bucci outshines me?
Yeah, that's always...
No, I don't like this idea.
That's the risk.
Clip show.
Okay, clip show. Send me your clips at ken@wfmu.org.
All right, I'll see you guys in 3 weeks, and I miss you guys already.
And Andy will be in Reykjavik and at that giant hot tub that they have over
there.
Hey,
if there's a listener, what are the odds? Do we have anyone in Iceland?
Yes.
We do?
Sigur, yeah.
If there's a listener in Iceland, contact Ken.
Sigurdur, I think. What's yes. Yes,
and we'll hook up.
Yeah, you want to hook up
with
him.
I'll buy you a milkshake. Do they have milkshakes in Iceland?
They do. Alcoholic milkshakes.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Yep. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveair.
Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You and I came home this morning at 3:30. My baby started talking sweet talk to me. I said, look here, baby, let me tell you something. I want a rumba till the break of dawn. Well, I rumba last night, all night before. I'm gonna get me some wine and rumba some more. I want a rumba. I want a rumba till the break of dawn. I came here the other night about dinner time. You had been lunch with rum, whiskey, and wine. But I told you, baby, just the other day, that we'd never make it unless you change your way. Now look here. Yeah! I want a rumba. Break it trying to get me killed, but look here. Yeah! I want a rumba. I want a rumba till the break of dawn. I want a rumba. I want a rumba. I want a rumba. I want a rumba. Woman knows everything I do. I got a two-headed woman knows everything I do. Keeps your eyes on me, two more eyes on me. I went to a fortune teller to the Seven Sister tomb. They go away, little boy. It ain't nothing we can do. You got a two-headed woman who knows everything you do. Keep your eyes on me, two more eyes on you. I met the voodoo man. His voodoo wouldn't work. It's a dirty shame. You got a two-headed woman. Knows everything. Keeps two eyes on me. Two more eyes on you. Everywhere I go, I try to have some fun. But I found out two heads is better than one. You got a two-headed woman, knows everything.